Good morning. Today we continue our series of meditations from John's Gospel. This morning our focus is mainly on John chapter 6, verses 26 and 27. It is a day after the feeding of the 5,000 men, not counting women and children, we find that the multitude went in search of Jesus. They went looking for Jesus, not to worship him, not to listen to good preaching and teaching, not to be changed into his likeness by the word of God. They went looking for Jesus so that they could get their bellies filled again. So we read in John 6, 26 and 27. Jesus answered them and said, "Most assuredly, I say to you, you seek me not because you saw the signs, but because you ate of the loaves and were filled. Do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give you, because God the Father has set his seal on him." They had gone seeking Jesus, but they were not into Jesus. They were into what they could get out of Jesus. That was so then. That is even so to this day. Some people are into church, but they're not into Jesus. Some people just want to receive blessings from Jesus, but they don't want to follow Jesus, nor his teachings, nor his example. Some people just want to receive blessings from Jesus' hand, but they don't want to seek his face. They don't want to worship him. The multitude took Jesus for idiot. But Jesus is no idiot. Don't take Jesus for idiot. Don't try to use Jesus for your own purposes. Allow Jesus to use you for his own purposes and his own glory. The multitude were not spiritual. The multitude were into getting things. The multitude in the story were materialistic. They were into feeding their materialistic instinct. Materialism is not just a problem with the non-Christian out there. Materialism is also in the church. Christians are not immune to materialism. Christians often give pride of place to the secular, materialistic things instead of the spiritual things. The multitude failed to see the spiritual significance of what Jesus had done in feeding them with the 5 loaves and 2 fishes. That episode should have filled not just their bellies, but also their hearts. But as it turned out, only their bellies were filled, but their hearts remained spiritually empty. The Bible has a way of referencing issues of faith and comparing it to food. Jesus makes it clear in verse 27 that there are 2 types of food. One kind of food promotes faith in Christ, and another kind of food runs counter to faith in Christ. John 6, 27 says, "Do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting life." When Jesus told the people not to work for food which perishes, he is rebuking their materialistic notions of what it means to be a Christian. Jesus is here rebuking their flawed understanding of what it is to live in the kingdom of God. The food that endures to eternal life is to be longed for, sought after, is to be desired as most valuable. People, we should spend the lion's share of our energies on the eternal rather than on things that are temporal. The food that endures to everlasting life is the eternal Christ himself. Christ is both the food that endures and the giver of the food that endures to everlasting life. Everlasting life is a life of perfect blessedness. Everlasting life is not mere duration of life, but quality of life. Everlasting life is life that begins in time and continues beyond the grave. Everlasting life is what Christ gives so that you can face the adversities of life with courage, with grace, with confidence. Everlasting life is what Christ gives so that the recipient can know that though the world looks like it has gone mad, Christ is still in charge. Christ is still upholding all things by the word of his power. Earlier in chapter 6 of John's Gospel, the crowd had tasted the fish and the loaves at the feeding of the 5,000. Now Jesus says, that bread tasted good, that bread was wonderful, but now I have a bread that is even better than the bread you tasted earlier. Now I have a bread that satisfies you for this life and the afterlife. Now I have a bread that satisfies you for this time and for all time. Now I have a bread that satisfies you for time and eternity. Jesus does not leave them in suspense. He declares in verse 35, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. Jesus was in effect saying, your hunger for truth is to be satisfied in him alone. Your hunger to know the real meaning of life is to be found in him alone. Your hunger for meaning and significance is to be found in him alone. Your hunger for love is to be found perfectly in him alone. Nobody will love you more perfectly than Jesus. Jesus was saying that your soul's greatest need is satisfied in him alone. Coming to Jesus and trusting him is what it means to eat the true bread of heaven. Jesus said in John 6:51, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world. Eating the true bread means nourishing our souls with the benefits of Jesus' atoning death. We do not simply come and trust a loving man. We pin all our hopes on the forgiveness that he purchased for us in laying down his life. Then we read in John 6:53, then Jesus said to them, most assuredly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Verse 53 goes so far as to say we must eat his flesh and drink his blood. This happens when the love that his death shows and the hope that it secures so delights and satisfies our soul's hunger that we continue in his word forever. That spiritual feeding on Christ is what the Lord's Supper symbolizes. Christ is the bread of life. Christ is the food that endures to everlasting life. This Christ God has given to us as a gift of God's grace. What then is our responsibility as Christians and non-Christians? Our responsibility is summed up in verse 28 and 29. Then they said to him, what shall we do that we may work the works of God? Jesus answered and said to them, this is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he sent. The work that God requires of you is that you believe in his Son. Believe, as used here, is not a one-off activity. You keep believing in Jesus. You keep trusting in Jesus. That is the path to real satisfaction and contentment in life. It means that you must come to Christ, trust in Christ, feed on Christ, draw life from Christ. Your soul has a need that can only be filled by Christ. There is a Christ-shaped vacuum in your soul that only Christ can fill. It is restlessness of souls why we have all this crime, all this lotto scamming, all this corruption, all this wickedness in our land, all this thinking that we don't need God in our lives. The words of Jesus sounds a warning. Do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give you, because God the Father has set his seal on him. Are you going to heed the warning, or will you continue to feed your soul on food that cannot satisfy? Are you going to heed the warning, or will you continue to feed your soul on sinful pleasures and fallible human wisdom? Let Jesus be your most precious treasure in 2024. Let Jesus become the center of your life in 2024. Let Jesus become the center of your affections in 2024. Let Jesus give you the strength you need to face the issues of 2024. Let Jesus give you the grace to face 2024. Don't be like those in John 6 who are only interested in Jesus because of the physical bread and the hope of getting a belly full. Become interested in Jesus because he is the bread of heaven. He is the bread of life. He is the bread that endures to everlasting life. And you too, if you partake of this bread, the Lord Jesus Christ, you will yourself receive the gift of everlasting life. That is what John 3:16 is all about. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. There's a way to partake of this bread that endures to everlasting life. Acknowledge that you're a sinner. Acknowledge that you're subject to the wrath of God to be poured out on you because you're a sinner. Acknowledge that Jesus bore the wrath due you on Calvary's cross. Repent of your sins. Surrender your life to Jesus Christ. Call on Jesus to forgive you of your sins. Believe Jesus rose from the dead. Trust in Jesus' ability to save you from your sins. And you will be saved. And you will be spiritually well. And you will have Christ, who is the food that endures to everlasting life. Until next week, may the Lord bless you greatly.